Missed an episode of your favorite podcast? Choose from over a decade of content in our archives. Not just the latest episode. All free at GCNlive.com.
The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently that we shouldn't rock the boat. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you that I am a boat rocker.
Friends, as well as a few enemies, scoffers, atheists, skeptics, lunatics, weirdos, and assorted bad guys. And of course, all of you good guys and girls, they're welcome to the Sons of Liberty. You have with yours truly, Mr. Bradley Dean. Now, folks, you know the routine. If not, you're a first-time listener, you're about to get the routine. First of all, I want to tell you thank you very much for joining us. And secondly, if you'd like to go check us out online, you can do that. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com, SonsOfLibertyRadio.com, and or SonsOfLibertyMedia.com, SonsOfLibertyMedia.com. We're going to get on that in just a moment here. But beforehand, folks, you could also check us out on our Facebook, which is Bradley Dean double E, Bradley Dean double E on Facebook. And or you can go to Sons of Liberty Radio on Facebook, Sons of Liberty Radio, Sons of Liberty Media on Facebook, Sons of Liberty Media. You can also follow me on my Twitter account, which is Bradley Dean 1. Folks, we got about, I think we're getting up to about 180,000 friends that are interacting on a daily basis. And we appreciate that, folks. We're fighting the good fight of faith to win the day. And that's how you do it. You just have to be eternally vigilant about what you're doing, what your end aim is. And I know my end aim is, well, whatever the Lord would have it be. He's the author of my faith. He's also the finisher of my faith. And I know that he has made me and more than a conqueror through him that loved us. And what is his heart? To seek and save that which is lost. That is our objective here. And awakening a nation as to what they have, because you have been entrusted with much, friends. He who is faithful in little will be faithful in much. And again, friends, you have been entrusted with much. And what are you doing with that much? Because we know that freedom is not the right to do what we want to do. It's the right to do what we ought to do. And that's exactly what we're doing here at the SonsOfLibertyRadio.com. Phone lines will be accessible for the next half hour. Phone lines will be accessible for the next half hour. 1-866-233-0747. Again, 1-866-233-0747. Folks, we're going to get some friends on the radio with us in just a moment here. Tim Brown, senior editor from SonsOfLibertyRadio.com, along with his friend Jeremiah, who leads up an operation Do Something. I'll tell you about that in just a couple moments. He'll join us right after the first break here. Again, let's go over to SonsOfLibertyMedia.com, friends, just to show you what we got going on really quick before we get over there with our friends on the other side of this break. And in saying that, SonsOfLibertyMedia.com, we know that the American Muslims, friends, listen carefully. I brought this up right towards the towards the first segment, towards the end of the first segment yesterday on yesterday's radio show. American Muslims attack sniper. American sniper. Listen carefully. American Muslims attack American sniper. Chris Kyle. They demand Eastwood and Cooper denounce fictional Islamophobia. How's that sitting with you? Not now, not ever. That's all that's fitting with me. Friends, by the way, in Texas, I don't know if you've seen this or not, and this is not on SonsOfLibertyMedia.com yet, but we're going to get something posted hopefully pretty soon here. I hope you're listening to me, Tim. But did you see in Texas just today, friends, the Muslims actually set up their own court? It's a voluntary court, a tribunal. incrementally, little by little. Is that what they're doing? Absolutely they are, friends. Wake up. You know, the Bible tells us that while men slept, the enemy sowed tares. Well, America, you're wide awake and they're doing this right in front of your face. You need to deal with the issues at hand because they are attempting to upend your sovereignty to implement something called Sharia law. But by the way, Sharia law, the Muslims are being used as a political battering ram too, because we know how this works, right? We depart from God and then every devil wants to be the king. That just doesn't fly. Read Isaiah 14 when you get a moment. Going back to sonsoflibertymedia.com, how Thomas Jefferson's Day of Prayer changed American history. Yes, how Thomas Jefferson's Day of Prayer changed American history. You know, I got a guy hitting me up on Bradley Dean right now, going back and forth with me and just telling me about how I don't know anything about history. And I said, well, that's great. You can strain at the gnat and swallow the camel. I said, I could transport you to the sun and you wouldn't see it because your eyes are so closely shut and you're stupid on purpose. I said, you know, just go ahead and overlook the National Archives, you know, the state preambles throughout the United States. Definitely look over the Declaration of Independence and that documentation that preceded the Declaration of Independence. That would be called the Mayflower Compact, which smacks of nothing but the pulpit. Do forget the fact that representation in this country puts their hand on the Bible. They swear to God and man that they will uphold the Constitution against all enemies, both foreign and domestic. Just go ahead and overlook the Liberty Bell, Washington Monument, all the Capitol buildings that have the Mosaic Institution inscribed some way, one way or another on those buildings. Forget to look at your money. I mean, don't look at the Declaration of Independence in the hand of Lady Liberty in New York. I said, just go ahead and ignore all of that. But I said, I don't have time to do this. If you want to learn something, go ahead and jump on the radio show. And by the way, when you want to do your history and you want to throw it back in my face, know what you're talking about before you throw it at me. Because so many times you omit or you add what you want to and you take away what you want to. Keep it in context. And then that way we can bring it forth line upon line, precept upon precept, and going back to Thomas Jefferson. Oh, Thomas Jefferson was this, that, and the other thing. Yeah, well, we know that. That's his legacy, right? That's the fruit of his tree. You know, the president of the United States, the third one, you know, the guy that brought forth lines between church and state, right? No. That's not what he did. He barred the government from what they're doing today. He was also the president of public schools in Washington, D.C. And guess what the two books were that were made mandatory in those public schools? Or should I say, suggestively given to the students and teachers in that public school? The Bible and Watts Hymnal. Know what you're talking about when you're talking about the father of religion, talking to Thomas Jefferson. Go to his rotunda and see inscribed on the walls who he's talking about there, friends. This is a Christian nation. If you don't like it, hit the road, Jack. Simply put, going to sonsoflibertymedia.com, remembering Robert E. Lee. I wonder how they like that in the North. I don't know. You're going to have to check it out. Tell us what you think. Also have California Supreme Court, the judges out there, legislating, acting as a bunch of activists. They seek to force judges into compliance with pro-sodomite homosexual agenda. Really? Well, I didn't know it was their job to actually rewrite law, tear down the Constitution, and recreate it in their own image. Wow, I thought it was their job to actually discover and apply to God's moral law, because we have something called the Mosaic Institution here, right? Yeah, boy, I'll tell you what. Hey, America, outside of good behavior, it's time for you to stand up and impeach these judges that are attempting to destroy your country. If you look in the book of Judges, it was actually God that appointed godly, God-fearing judges who hated covetousness that actually established the length of 40 years in that country to remain free as a people. And by the way, that's why it's so important to have civil local governments, namely your judges, who will enforce the laws regardless if federal law applies or not. And they need to, might I add, read Article 10 of the Bill of Rights because it doesn't apply here. Judges are to discover and apply. That's it. Not rewrite, not to legislate, not to be a bunch of activists. End of story. Folks, also wanted to tell you, Sons of Liberty Media, report says Obama stopped Israel from selling arms to Nigeria to fight Boko Haram. We'll be right back after this break. SonsOfLibertyMedia.com, SonsOfLibertyMedia.com.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. Have you ever wondered why farmers can keep their livestock lean and healthy just by feeding them minerals in a nutrient-dense diet? Before market, they cut off their minerals, leaving them to crave high-calorie grains to fatten them up. So if weight control is this easy, why does the medical system prescribe invasive surgical gastric bypass for humans? The truth be told, according to research, you can avoid over 900 different diseases just by getting 90 essential nutrients daily. Check us out on the web at sonsoflibertyteam.com and order your healthy start pack and get your 90 for life. Or dial 855-301-TEAM. I said essential, not optional, and every day. Easy. 90 for life on the web at sonsoflibertyteam.com or call 855-301-TEAM. That's 855-301-TEAM at sonsoflibertyteam.com.
Imagine if you had a secret code for making money. A code buried deep within biblical text. A code that certain investment titans have quietly exploited to amass billions. And what if this code could be used by you today to unlock vast amounts of wealth safely and ethically? Investment expert and former pastor Sean Hyman says there is such a code. He calls it the Biblical Money Code. Sean credits this code for helping him go from making a mere $15,000 a year to now giving away up to $50,000 a year. And today you have a chance to tap into this life-changing code by visiting the website moneycode23.com. That's moneycode, the number 23.com. At moneycode23.com, you will find a free video that describes how you could use this biblical code in your own life to get out of debt and invest for profits. Visit moneycode23.com for free today. That's moneycode23.com.
As you listen to the show today, you're probably thinking, how can I be a part of changing culture and restoring this country for our posterity? Well, we at the Sons of Liberty have an answer for you. Pick up the phone and call radio stations in your hometown. Tell them you want to hear the Sons of Liberty on your AM and FM stations. Help us multiply the message that we deliver to the nation every day. And equip your community with the truth that is protecting our liberty for generations to come. Remember, we can do this together.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty, friends. Real quick, what we're going to do is we're going to jump over here with Tim Brown, senior editor from sonsoflibertymedia.com. How are you, Tim?
Hey, brother.
Thanks for jumping on with us. Folks, we also have Mr. Jeremiah, who leads an operation. It's called Operation Do Something. Now, here's his long list of accomplishments. He's a Marine veteran who's been working as a diplomatic protection specialist for the last 2 years. He's been on many combat deployments, is trained in numerous tactical areas in trauma medicine. He is currently preparing to head to Iraq to assist with a small clinic that is treating the huge number of refugees forced from their homes by the Islamic State, known formerly as ISIS. He loves the Lord more than anything. Following that, his family, helping others, and what he can do to further the kingdom of heaven on earth are also his top priorities. So, folks, if you'd like to check out the work of Mr. Jeremiah and his team at fightthegoodfight91.com, fightthegoodfight91.com. So welcome aboard, sir. How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
Well, I'm doing really good, man. I'm just shaking, rattling, rolling the gates of hell because my Bible tells me that the gates of hell shall not prevail against the church. And when I read Scripture on a daily basis, I was just reading Deuteronomy 23, Leviticus 26. I was reading not only that, I was reading Exodus 23 as well and Deuteronomy 28, forgive me. And I just see nothing but promises there for those that will actually obey the commandments of the Lord and how he'll give commandment to actually save his servants to do the work that, well, to be honest with you, very far and few and far between that are actually willing to do the stuff. So it seems to be when I have a guy like you on the radio, you're one of those guys.
Well, you know, I agree with you and all those scriptures, and one that we kind of really hold to is Luke 4:18. You know, we believe that we're anointed just as the Lord was, and it says that he was anointed to preach the gospel to the poor, and he was sent to heal the brokenhearted and preach deliverance to the captives.
Amen.
So those are things that we hold true, you know, and we believe in what the scripture says. So Well, I mean, we're just trying to do the best that we can here and, you know, trust in the grace of the Lord to provide what we need and help how we can.
Amen. Well, let me ask you this just to get the ball rolling. Tell us what you and your teams are about to engage in a bit of your previous experience in the Middle East, and then give us some of your primary goals, if you would.
Yeah, absolutely. So previously in the Middle East, I was deployed to Iraq twice in the Marines and then also to Afghanistan. And then I've been doing diplomatic security over there for a while. But recently over the summer, I took a leave of absence from my job. My wife was having a little bit of health problems. And then this whole thing kind of started to break loose over there with ISIS and the persecution of the Christians and, you know, slaughter of the innocent. And it didn't sit well with either my wife or I. But we didn't want it to just not sit well with us. We wanted to be able to do something about it. So we just prayed, and we really felt stirred to actually go over and do something. So we assembled a team of five individuals. We went over to Kurdish Iraq, over to Erbil, where the majority of the refugees were. And the Lord opened the door for us to really minister to a lot of the refugees who've been displaced, and then actually go and assist the Peshmerga, the guys who are fighting ISIS on the front lines, and actually provide them with medical training and medical aid to some of their personnel, and actually travel to the front lines from time to time and then help them out. So that's kind of what we've done, and we're planning on going back to do more of the same.
Well, let me ask you, Jeremiah, what are you seeing firsthand? I'm curious.
Honestly, what I'm moved with the most when we're over there firsthand is the resolve of the Kurdish people, the resolve of the Kurdish Peshmerga. And I don't know what, you know, people's doctrines are. We all come from different backgrounds, but I firmly believe the Lord can use you whether you're a believer or not. And a lot of these people are, you know, they're of the Muslim faith per se. They say that they are, but they really don't follow the real teachings of Quran, at least most of the Kurds. They consider themselves Kurdish before they consider themselves Muslim, which is good for us, because, you know, they see the evil and the torrent of evil that's coming over their lands and that's trying to take over the world from radical Islam. And they really believe that they're standing in the gap for the entire world because they're some of the only ones actually standing up against it.
Yeah.
And that's what I've really been moved with the most. And then obviously hearing some of the testimonies of, you know, people whose husbands, women, widows and children whose husbands have been killed and slaughtered, and, you know, women and children being raped on a daily basis.
You know, it's interesting that
situation.
Right. It's interesting that you'd say that, because what I'd asked is, what did you see firsthand? But it sounds like much of what you're seeing with the Kurdish Muslims, you know, they're almost, it's almost sounding like that, while we grew up this way, we don't really believe it. It's moderate. It sounds like much of the church in America today, that they profess their Christianities, but you don't see the action behind it. But I'm curious to know, Jeremiah, what exactly are you seeing firsthand? That's what I want to know.
We're seeing injured troops. We're seeing women and children who are coming out of these areas from these cities who've been conquered by ISIS with just the clothes on their backs. You know, a lot of widows. We treated a general who was blown up by, you know, a suicide bomber, a woman, who was part of ISIS. He showed us the video that he found online. It was a day after he was blown up. We were treating his leg, and ISIS put the video of them blowing him up. It was an ISIS member putting a suicide vest on a woman, and then sending her in to blow the general up. And then he actually somehow got a video of himself getting blown up, which is interesting. But, you know, just battle wounds and people who have lost everything, you know, and actually receiving with open arms the prayer and the ministry that we're trying to offer them. And we're doing it in the name of Jesus, which is amazing, because they would be completely closed off to it.
Amen.
Because of the situation that they're in, they're completely open to it, which is amazing.
Amen.
Can you briefly tell a couple of things that we talked about the other day, some of the conversions that you've seen that your team's been a part of, and the story that you had from the young boy you had the club foot?
Hello?
Yep.
Hello?
Hello? Oh, we got something going on with the line here. I'm curious to know, do I still have Tim there?
I'm here.
Okay, we got Tim. We don't have Mr. Jeremiah. No, we'll wait for him to call back, and apparently we lost him, Tim. You know, it's interesting, we have all these Muslims, these radical Muslims, these ISIS members. Isn't it interesting how they always try to find someone to do their bidding for them? If it's not a woman, it's one of the little kids that are going to be, well, you know, they're just going to be lost. They're just going to be lost, and just out of nowhere, you know, I mean, they're going to sacrifice themselves because they get to go to heaven if they just strap a bomb on themselves and throw themselves into a group of people. But it's interesting that they always have someone else do it for them. I mean, if they're so interested in making haste to get to heaven, why don't they do it themselves?
Well, that's been some of the questions I've had, even among some of the talk of some of these people that lead Iran and their talk about destroying Israel and stuff like this. The moment those guys get a nuclear bomb, if anybody thinks they're just going to lob it in there, they've got to be out of their mind. These guys send exactly what you said. They send the women. They send the poor people. They brainwash the people into thinking, well, if you go do this, you're going to be able to fulfill all the lust of the flesh, is what it ends up being, for all of eternity. God's going to reward you with that. It's not about being in the presence of God. It's about fulfilling your sinful desires. And if you go do that, you get right in.
Yeah.
Because in Islam, there is no way of really forgiving one's sins. Nobody can deal with the forgiveness of sin, whereas in Christianity, God sends his own son to do that,
yeah,
to take care of that.
Yeah, no, and then we have this religion actually sacrificing the others for them to be promoted into a place of heaven. I mean, how backwards can it be? But here's what we're dealing with. We got Mr. Jeremiah back. Tim, you want to go ahead and lay out that question for him again, please?
Yeah, I wanted to see, Jeremiah, if you'd share with the listening audience some of the things that we talked about the other day, some of the conversions your teams have seen of some of these Kurdish Muslims to Christ, and also maybe hit on that story that you had about the young boy that you prayed for in the village.
Yeah, absolutely. Can you guys hear me okay?
Yeah, we can hear you fine.
Yep.
Okay, good. I got to apologize. I'm calling on my cell phone because my house phone just went on the fritz. I'll do the best I can with the cell phone. Like I said, we had a team of five members go over, and then I returned earlier than a couple of our members. I got family, and they don't, you know, and trying to take care of things, manage both situations in our lives can be a little difficult being over there and then have that family back here. But shortly after I left, they went and were able to minister, and they had, there were 17, you know, followers of Islam who came to the Lord Jesus, and that was just absolutely amazing. It was a huge encouragement, because while I was there, there was only, I saw just one. I mean, but, you know, one is worth a million. I mean, it doesn't really matter. You know, the Lord's going to do what he's going to do. But one, a really incredible testimony was, when we were there, the team that we were working with had prayed for a young boy who had a club foot about a week earlier.
Mm-hmm.
And we went there, and I don't know why the Lord chose to do it this way necessarily, but nothing happened with the initial prayer for his club foot. He couldn't walk on it at all. Mm-hmm. But a week later, when we went back, he was running around, and his father came running up to us saying, "This is absolutely incredible. This is amazing. You know, what's going on? How did this happen?" You know, and obviously that opens the door for the Lord to be shared to them.
But so Jeremiah, when you're saying that he came running up to you, was his foot replaced or was he running around on a club?
It was completely whole. It was completely different.
God also bearing them witness both with signs and wonders and with diverse miracles and with gifts of the Holy Ghost. Friends, you know what's really interesting about when Mr. Jeremiah is telling us this happens in third world nations all day long. If it's not eyes, it's ears. If it's not limbs, it's the cripples walking. If it's not the lepers being cleansed, if it's not the dead being raised, he is the resurrection and the life. The Lord has not changed. He is the Lord that healeth thee. And that's exactly what we're hearing right now. We're going to come right back on the other side with Mr. Jeremiah and Tim Brown right after this break.
And guess what? They've got some great deals for Valentine's Day at Guns80.com. They're calling it the Sweetheart Special. Guns80.com has lowered the price way down to $400 up until Valentine's Day. Order your Ghost AR-15 now. Tell your sweetheart that this is the right gift at the right time. Buy one for yourself. Buy one for your sweetheart, too. Your sweetheart will thank you for being so tuned into his or her needs. Get a brand new Ghost AR-15 right now for $400. Heck, buy two. His and hers. Go to Guns80.com or call and ask for the sweetheart deal. Love is in the air at Guns80.com. Call now, 844-2-GUNS-80. That's 844-248-6780. It's a sweetheart of a deal. Actually, it's a steal at $400. So call Guns80.com at 844-2-GUNS-80. But hurry, supplies are limited. Call 844-2-GUNS-80 or get your Ghost AR-15 today at Guns80.com on the web.
Independently leading the way for the nation. Compelling talk for every political persuasion. We are GCN.
Yeah? Did you want to see me, sir?
Well, I did, but now that I do, I'm not so sure.
Sir?
Johnson, I got a mission for you that could change your life.
Oh, good, sir.
It involves traveling halfway around the world without so much as half a clue of where you're going or what you're going to do when you get there.
Situation normal, sir?
Uh-huh. Right, I'll be leading this mission, Johnson, so I'll be telling you what to do.
You, sir?
That's right, Johnson, and I say first things first.
Oh, good plan, sir.
And what I say is first is food. Always remember that, Johnson. Food is a big deal.
Sir, my brother-in-law can get us a really good deal on some surplus MREs.
Johnson, if you've got half a brain and that empty head of yours, you'll call the freeze-dry guy like I did. That food is better for you, it rehydrates faster, and it's good, Johnson. And it keeps for up to 30 years.
Will we be gone that long, sir?
Well, I hope not. Now, get your supplies organized and meet me down at the pier at dawn on Sunday. We sail at sunrise.
Yes, sir.
This adventure is brought to you by the freeze-dry guy. Call 866-404-3663 or visit freezedryguy.com.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey water filtration systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty, friends. We're talking with our friend, Doc. Well, I was going to call him Dr. Jeremiah. That's kind of cool, isn't it, Jeremiah?
Yeah, I don't know if my buddies in the Corps would appreciate that too much, at least not our corpsmen. We call them Doc. I got my EMT certification to do, you know, TCCC, so I'm not a full-fledged doc, you know, like the corpsmen are, but we do what we can. So.
Gotcha. Cool. Well, hey, folks, again, if you'd like to check him out, please go to fightthegoodfight91.com, fightthegoodfight91.com. I want you to tell that story one more time, if you would, the one that you just shared with us during the last segment. Can you just go ahead and share with the listeners as to what took place with that little boy, please?
Yeah, absolutely. So he was prayed for. Hands were laid on him. He had a club foot. He couldn't walk on it. He couldn't walk at all. And then a week later, we returned, and he came up running up to us, and him and his father. And his father was the one who was completely amazed. The little boy, you know, he just thought it was great, you know, that he could walk, but he didn't really process it. You know, he's a young kid, I don't know, 5 to 7. But his father was really just awing about the whole situation. And then that, you know, he's like, how does this happen? You know, how is this possible? Which obviously opens the door for, you know, well, the one that we serve is the one doing this, not us.
Amen.
You know?
How so God
is absolutely amazing.
Amen. You know, it's interestingly enough, you see all across America, we hear this in third world countries all the time, just some of the things that I was highlighting right before the break. And interestingly enough, we have so many people in this country that they call themselves believers, but yet they don't believe that he still does the same things. And yet Scripture tells us how God anointed Jesus of Nazareth with the Holy Ghost and with power, who went about doing good and healing all that were were oppressed of the devil. I just want to set that record straight really quick. There was a point where even John the Baptist asked, are you the one or should we expect another? And he sent his two disciples to Jesus, and Jesus went back and said, go tell them what you see and hear, that the blind eyes are open, that the deaf ears are open, that the dead are raised, the lepers are cleansed. And it's like, you know what? When you're telling me this story, I'm in here having church, Mr. Jeremiah, because I totally believe it. I've seen it. I've partaken with it. But when we start having church like that, I'll tell you what, many will follow the Lord because of his miracles, and hopefully they're doing it for the right reasons. But the bottom line here is when a little 5-year-old boy, a little 7-year-old boy gets his foot back, I mean, that stuff is so readily available to the people on this globe if only they would believe the Christ to give it. He's still doing the same things, and I just praise God for your efforts. Tim, go ahead and shoot away, sir.
Yeah, that's one of the interesting things is that and Jeremiah and I were talking about that the other day, is that he didn't see it take place for a week. The real thing was he was able to come back, and they couldn't say, well, you did this and you did this. They came ask him, how is this possible? And all he can do is point to God. So it's not about somebody worshiping a man or anything like that, but it's pointing to God. But Jeremiah, you're going to have two teams. I know, people can read up on that. I've done two articles on what you guys are doing. If they go to sonsoflibertymedia.com and put in Kurdish fighters in the search bar, those first two articles that come up are about you and your team and what you've done and what you're fixing to do. But you've got two teams that are different in how they're going to be working over there, you were telling me, and the one that you'll lead will be helping these Kurdish fighters with medicine and things of that nature and training them how to care for their wounded and all. But your wife's also going to be leading a team there to help in that area. You want to share with us exactly what they're going to be doing?
Yeah, absolutely. Actually, my wife's here, and she'll be able to share with you a little bit about what's on our heart for a lot of these women who've been captured by ISIS, and they've been put into sex slavery and children. And for a lot of them who've been released or in the process of being released, we're really trying to focus on rehabilitation. But she can talk to you a little bit more about that. So here she is.
Cool.
Okay. Yeah, this is Amanda. This is Jeremiah's wife.
Okay.
Yes, this is Amanda.
Hi, how are you, ma'am?
Good. How are you?
Well, we're doing pretty good. You got 53 countries listening to you right now, so we got a lot of questions to ask you in a very short amount of time. So, Tim, again, go ahead and shoot away, my friend.
Amanda, what is your team going to be involved in working alongside Jeremiah there?
Well, we're going to be focusing on getting a home ready or multiple homes, depending on, you know, what the Lord brings us or lets us be a part of. And our main focus is trying to just create an environment to rehabilitate people that have been through such horrific trauma. And then in the meantime, because we don't know when the Lord or if, you know, that door is going to open to be able to receive women and children that have been, you know, escaped from that or rescued. And in the meantime, we'll be going to refugee camps and doing food distribution or just going and kind of surveying. We'll have interpreters with us and seeing what the needs are there, and then going into the stores, buying the supplies and redistributing them. And then we also have some doctors over there that we're going to meet with who'd like to go out with us. We'll be able to be doing some small clinics. That's kind of our focus.
Now, I'm curious, Amanda, what exactly are you rescuing these women and these children from? I'm curious.
Well, the ones that they'll be getting out, just one of the stories that I heard that I feel like we don't know enough because ISIS has such a lid on, you know, what they're doing in the places they have as their stronghold. But one of the women or a few of them at one of the brothels, I believe it was in Mosul, but I don't remember. They got a call to their brother or a relative in the Peshmerga, and they said that they gave them their location and said, please just bomb us. All the women want to die. We can't use the toilet anymore. We've been raped so many times before lunch. And that's the kind of thing that we're hearing about, just, you know, hardly at all, but we know it's so much greater than we're getting through small reports here and there.
What about the children?
The children, we saw some being bought as young as like 5 or 6, you know, that we heard about, and we don't know how early they're being used for the horrors, but we do know that some of the children are being, we also heard that they're being drugged and then taught to either go do a suicide bomb and or wow. just being indoctrinated into the ISIS culture.
What a bunch of cowards. I mean, I'm just I'm not surprised to the depth of man's debasedness and his corruption. But some of the stuff that you still hear, it's like, I'm not surprised by anything. But every once in a while, you still kind of teeter-totter on that and poke into something like, you have got to be kidding me. It's incredible to me.
Yeah, when I read that first story, I mean, I probably cried for 2 days straight. And all night long, I'd wake up and just cry out to God on their behalf. And that's something I do want to ask everybody is just, you know, the people that can go over there, that's awesome. But if we just all agree for their release and healing, yeah, our prayers will move mountains. And that's what God wants to use, you know, right in on our prayers. So I know it'll make a difference.
How are the children when they get around you, Amanda? I'm just curious.
How are the what?
How are the children when they get around you?
I haven't been over there yet. My husband went last time, so
This
will be my first time we're taking our little one. But we're really excited. Our friends over there just sent me some pictures, and the kids just looked so happy. Even, you know, they'd bring them a soccer ball or something, and they'd sing them songs and stuff. So
gotcha.
I'm really excited to be a part of that.
Well, amen. God bless you guys big time, and I'm happy to know that we got courage left in this country and people that fear God enough to actually obey him to go into the most dangerous parts of the world. It's like, you know, oftentimes when it's the most dangerous place to be in the world is the perfect will of God, and it's the safest place. And it may be surreal to some people, but it's very real to the people that are in it, is it not?
Yeah, I was actually just telling my husband, a lot of people were telling us, well, you guys are so brave and courageous, and I just told him, I don't feel like we are, because I don't feel like it's stirring up any bravery or necessity for that. We don't feel fearful or like this is a big thing. We just feel like if the Lord opens the door, we'll do whatever he says. And we're just honored, you know, to be a part of him in any way. And all of us can. I always say, like, just take out your neighbor's trash to be a part of the blessing people, you know.
Amen.
And
Amanda, I got to tell you this.
Any bravery, just feel like the peace of God is still with us.
Amen. You know, I want to say this because I don't say this. As a matter of fact, if my wife was on the radio with me right now, she'd be just saying, whoa, her eyes would probably bug out like a cow looking at a new gate. But I got to say this. I believe you. I totally believe you. And I'm just so happy to know that there's people out there that are doing this stuff. You know, it's some people are really called to do this kind of thing. And I want to tell you this. When God calls you to do something like this, you can rest assured you are in the safest place you could possibly be. And you're talking about the peace of God that passeth all understanding. I got about 2 minutes, and I want you to answer this. What do you and your teams leave? And can you tell the people listening how they can help support you and your mission?
The first thing we always ask is for serious intercession. I'll be doing the updates and stuff from Iraq, and I hope to communicate, you know, if a need arises or we need prayer in the next 24 hours serious or, you know, just anything like that goes. We really, really believe in the power of agreement. And then the number two, our refugee relief has been really well funded, and we try to be super honorable with all the finances, so we don't use that for any of our own personal bills or any of the team's necessities like that. So we're asking if people want to sponsor teams, that's another thing they can donate to. Any donations that don't get designated to team fund will automatically go to the refugee relief, and then if we use all the team funds, get more, it all just goes back into the refugee relief, buying supplies, medical, stuff like that. And then if people feel led to help in another way, they can contact us. Our email's on the website, which is fightthegoodfight91.com.
Amen. Fightthegoodfight91.com. Folks, we got a relay going on here. I got Tim in South Carolina, and then we got our other friends in another state in the United States of America. So we're not all in studio, so I just want you to understand. Tim, you get the last word here, my friend.
Yeah, thank you, Amanda, for you and Jeremiah coming on and for sharing what God's doing and how you're being a part of that. And we will keep you in prayer. We'll support you guys. And if you need anything that we can be a service for, you let us know.
Thank you guys so much for having fun. We really appreciate it.
Absolutely. Hey, folks, we got Jeremiah who leads Operation Do Something. If you'd like to check them out, you just heard their story. Fightthegoodfight91.com. Fightthegoodfight91.com. Support their cause, friends. I really encourage you to do just that. You got Bradley, sonsoflibertymedia.com. We're going to come back, final segment. Me and Tim Brown, senior editor, sonsoflibertymedia.com.
We are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. Together, we are having a positive impact on the future of this country we all love so much. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you today to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty. Call 1-866-233-0747 or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
Hi, folks. This is Matt Barber with Liberty Council Action, encouraging you to listen to Bradley on Sons of Liberty. These guys are true warriors fighting to take America back. Listen to Sons of Liberty.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com. sonsoflibertyradio.com.
Imagine if you had a secret code for making money. A code buried deep within biblical text. A code that certain investment titans have quietly exploited to amass billions. And what if this code could be used by you today to unlock vast amounts of wealth safely and ethically? Investment expert and former pastor Sean Hyman says there is such a code. He calls it the Biblical Money Code. Sean credits this code for helping him go from making a mere $15,000 a year to now giving away up to $50,000 a year. And today you have a chance to tap into this life-changing code by visiting the website moneycode23.com. That's moneycode, the number 23.com. At moneycode23.com, you will find a free video that describes how you could use this biblical code in your own life to get out of debt and invest for profits. Visit moneycode23.com for free today. That's moneycode23.com.
Big business has discovered the preparedness market, and that makes it difficult to know where to go and who to trust. MyPatriotSupply.com is owned and operated by patriots just like you, has the best prices on storable food, non-GMO seeds, water filtration devices, home canning equipment, survival and self-reliance books, and more. MyPatriotSupply.com has old-fashioned values and the absolute best customer service in the industry. Look for the deal of the day, unique, affordable survival supplies that fit anyone's budget. Get same-day shipping on all orders and free shipping on orders over $49. Call 866-229-0927, 866-229-0927, or visit MyPatriotSupply.com for emergency preparedness, self-reliance, and food independence. Shop with a name you know and a name you can trust. Before it's time to survive, it's time to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty, sonsoflibertyradio.com, sonsoflibertymedia.com. Final segment, friends. I still have Tim Brown here with me because I want to ask him a couple questions. How did you run across these guys, Tim? Curious.
Yeah, I ran across them, first of all, through a mutual friend of ours, Jim White at Liberty Brothers, and they had been being pushed for support by a guy by the name of Steve Quill, stevequill.com. I told you about him. He sent us some traffic on a couple of articles.
Yep.
And then I got in touch with Jeremiah back, I think it was about October of last year, and did an interview with him. And they were getting, you know, they had some time off, and they were getting ready for this push that they're going to leave on Friday on to head over to the Middle East. And when we talked, I mean, you just really, you know, the Bible says, you know, your spirit bears witness with the other person that they're a son of God, and I really sense that about Jeremiah and his heart for the Lord, and I said I want to help you with however I can help you. So we did an article, got some support, and he was just telling me earlier today when I talked with him that they got some more support to help them, you know, what they're doing. They're mainly in need of some support for the team members as far as their travel and where they're going to stay and stuff. Now they've got plenty for the refugees, but they do designate those things separately. So if you want to help them out, anybody listening, that you need to designate that for them to really help them.
And the way to do that exactly is go to fightthegoodfight91.com, fightthegoodfight91.com. Really quick, Tim, we're on our last segment here. I wanted to kind of highlight some articles real quick, and I just want, give me one or two sentences in response to what I ask you, if you would, please, just concerning some of the articles we have on sonsoflibertymedia.com. The global war on terror is being used to bring in a global government of terror. Your thoughts?
Yeah, I don't know who that writer is. He's some guy that runs a show, Sons of Liberty Radio, but
You better say something nice.
Yeah, the great thing about that is you just let the people speak for themselves and demonstrate exactly what's going on.
Amen. Report says Obama stopped Israel from selling arms to Nigeria to fight Boko Haram.
Yeah, Boko Haram is the African militant Islamist who were probably most famous last year for kidnapping all those hundreds of girls, some of them converting them to Islam, and the Obama administration stepped in and stopped Israel from selling American-made helicopters to Nigeria to fight those guys.
Isn't that interesting?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Okay. Islamists deny media access to Muslim conference with no explanation. SonsOfLibertyMedia.com. What say you, Tim?
Yeah, that was from not this past weekend, but the weekend before, down in Texas. This is where the free speech rally took place. They were doing it opposite of a Stand with the Prophet conference, and you can watch the video there. You can see exactly what these people do. They had one of the CARE, who's a designated terrorist group, one of their people was there doing press passes, and she just, people had flew in, paid for tickets, everything, and she revoked them. One of them was Bill O'Reilly's reporter. And the end will just make you want to smack somebody because they are so snarky with the reporters, even after she said she would find out what it went on, and she didn't.
Isn't that interesting? So she's a guest in our country, and then she treats our people as if they're the enemy.
Yeah, I think she is a citizen. She was there on CARE's behalf and was doing the press passes, and just the response. And they did the same thing the sodomites do. One of the ladies actually played the victim there. Oh, yep. They're speaking about hate speech and this and the other. And yet they were the ones
Wait a second, Tim. So it's hate speech to call them out for the crimes that they're committing against our constitutional republic.
That's exactly what they call it.
Thank you. And that's exactly what the homosexuals are doing as well. Same thing with the atheists, same thing with the communists, all across the board. In all of these foolish demographics, these groups, these small populations of people that are attempting and being used as a political battering ram to upend your sovereignty, friend, at the very end of the day, guess what? Once America's destroyed, they're the first ones to go. They just don't realize it yet. One more, sonsoflibertymedia.com. Kit and Tim Brown, senior editor. Well, the senior editor for Sons of Liberty Media, his feedback on some of these articles that are available to shake, rattle, and roll your world. This one's brand new, just came in, well, actually yesterday, forgive me, from Daniel Ott. The American people must be willing to call Barack Obama what he is in order to defeat him.
Now, I like Daniel. I like his writing. I like his style. And he's exactly right. Unless people are willing to see him for the usurper he is, for the Muslim that he is, and yeah, I do really believe that, and the Marxist that he is, they're never going to deal with him. The American people, for the most part, the conservatives, think he is a fool. They think he has fumbled the ball, that he doesn't have a clue as to what he's doing, and he is laughing all the way to the bank with you people. He knows exactly what he's doing.
That's right. Yep. That was exactly what I told him right when he got into when he became one of the incumbent, namely at the White House and the United States of America, the People's House, might I add. It was interesting. Everybody was acting like he was the one failing. I said, he's not failing at all. He's succeeding through your ignorance because you're unwilling to open your eyes. Matter of fact, I was waking the people up at the RNC in Tampa Bay And it seemed like the older generation, they were all ready to party hardy and go to an Elvis Presley conference. And I had to remind them that he died in 1977. But you know what? It is funny, but it is true. And yeah, that's exactly the response. They just have not a clue. They're still trying to figure out what the conservatives are. Why does the president hate us? What is it that he doesn't see? Doesn't he realize this is against the law? You know, and you'll very rarely hear that. But the bottom line is that's what they're complaining about. And the bottom line is that the American people, you still have the power to do the right thing. And finally, Tim, before I close this show up, what can they win through a giveaway on sonsoflibertymedia.com, that beautiful, wicked-looking?
Yeah, it's a Joshua Mark V. It's an ARAK hybrid semi-automatic rifle from Amendment Arms. Tom and Ryan have graciously donated that to us, and one person will win it on tax day this year. We're going to close it out midnight on tax day, and we'll announce the winner the next day. But you can go on sonsoflibertymedia.com. We have it up in the slider up top, and we also have it, if you just come down just a little bit on the right, you'll see the picture there, and you can click on that and you enter the contest. I've had some people write me and say, well, I don't know how to enter the contest. Well, if you pull up the page and you wait a second, there's a little thing that kind of spins, a couple of colors, and then it pops up, and you can enter there. As a matter of fact, you can get more than one entry by doing a couple of things, going to Facebook, going and tweeting out the contest and things, and you'll get more entries in that way. And then tell your friends, and they'll have an opportunity to win as well.
I appreciate it. Tim, thank you for joining us today, and thank you for bringing a guest on the show, sonsoflibertymedia.com. Sure. Folks, you're going to be listening to Tim Brown exclusively interviewing David Barton from the Wall Builders on Friday. Him and him alone. Can Tim Brown do it? Well, we'll see on Friday. We know we can. Folks, really quick, I got to share with you our new friends over at American Survival Wholesale. It's their mission through the Veterans Outreach Program, a program to offer a helping hand to our veterans who have, in many cases, have been thrown away by the government in which they fought and bled, and by the way, friends, in many cases, have died. Now, through the blessing bestowed upon them by the Lord, American Survival Wholesale works within and with these honorable men and women to ship food, blankets, and supplies, and sometimes fellowship and prayer, again, which is so well needed, and praise God for them. It's the mission statement of American Survival Wholesale that drives their Christian and veteran-owned company. They're one and the same. Patriot upholds dying laws. We're talking about veterans, and what is the heart that they hold? That of Christ, friends. That's exactly what Christ did. Read Psalm 42 when you get a moment, and or Psalm 40 and Hebrews 10 when you get a moment. Folks, please check out their website by going to sonsoflibertymedia.com, sonsoflibertymedia.com. Scroll to the right side of the page, clicking on the camouflage ad. I'm looking at it right now. It's very green. You can't miss it, friends. But again, go to the right side of the page, clicking on the camouflage ad, American Survival Wholesale. And again, friends, I want you to listen carefully. Support American Survival Wholesale, and I want to tell you why. Because they are supporting you, and they are supporting America's finest. So do check it out, Sons of Liberty Media. Again, scroll down to the right, the camouflage ad. That is American Survival Wholesale, and we just wanted to give a shout-out to those guys and say thank you, Chance, for your trust and your support. Now, aside of that, friends, I got about 30 seconds left. Just wanted to let you know that we're doing what we're doing because we love. We're showing you our faith by our works and our love by our deeds, 1 John 3:18. And in the process of doing that, I'm telling you, I continuously encourage people 24/7 via email, Facebook, phone calls, whatever the case is, on the streets. Listen, friends, we can do this. We serve a big God, and we need to begin to magnify God through thanksgiving. His word says that through praise and worship, he sets forth ambushes concerning his enemies. And if you want to see if that's true, just check out the story of King Hezekiah. Boy, oh boy, oh boy, oh boy. When God showed up, he sent forth an angel and he slew 100,000 Ethiopians because it was all over for the enemies. Friends, and I'm not telling you to go to God for that. I'm sorry. I got people running over here. You got a whole lot of reasons, friends, to go to God. He loves you with his whole heart, so give him yours. Talk to you in 23. See ya.
You pick up the receiver. With your heart racing and sweat dripping from your forehead, you finally muster the courage to dial the number to call into your favorite talk radio show. It rings once, twice, and then...
Hello, it's GCN. What's your name and the state you're calling from?
Surprised you got through, you squeak out.
Jason from Minnesota.
Please hold.
As you patiently wait for your turn, you begin to daydream about being a famous talk radio host and what it would be like to have your own show.
Jason from Minnesota, you're up.
Millions of loyal listeners worldwide waiting to call and talk to you.
Caller, are you there?
Cheering crowds surround you, calling out your name.
Jason! Going once. Twice. Okay, we gotta move on to the next caller.
You blew it.
Huh? Wait, no!
Interact with the host you're listening to right now online at GCNlive.com. Click on the community link. Engage with other listeners. Ask questions. Start debates. Don't agree with the host? Let them know. Be a part of the community at GCNlive.com.